Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Rare earths are the name given to 17 heavy metals that are essential for modern computing technology, used in a wide range of consumer and military products, from cell phones, electric vehicles, to missiles. Now the state of China mines 60% of global rare earth metals and processes 80% of global ores. Even the rare earth ores mined in the U.S. are almost all shipped to China for processing because there are almost no facilities here in America to do so. President Trump is trying to break China's hold on the global market. The U.S. government is subsidizing the developments of rare earth processing facilities in California and Texas and seeking to form partnerships with Australian mining companies. The dilemma today was directly caused by U.S. government actions. Did you know that America led the world in producing rare earth metals into the 1990s? What changed? Government permitting is what changed. As I have told you about gold and silver mines, in the U.S. it typically takes 10 years from when a potential mine site has been proven economical until it begins production. In contrast, Canada and Australia mines typically go into production in just 2 years. A Standard & Poor's global study 2 years ago reported that it took American mines 29 years from discovery until production. That is the second longest period of any nation, only surpassed by Zambia. Here's a real-world example. Round Top Mountain in Texas contains the nation's largest deposit of rare earths. 38 years ago, a feasibility study found an economic yield of beryllium. Since then, 16 of the 17 rare earths have been proven. In addition, this site also has lithium, uranium, and scandium. In all, this potential mine contains 11 of the 35 non-rare earth minerals deemed by the Interior Department to be critical to U.S. national security and the economy. Right now, the owners of this mine site hope to go into production in the year 2028, 40 years after it was proved economically worth developing. President Trump, if you want to restore America to being a major producer of rare earths, get government out of the way. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.